Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive. Today, we're tackling a pretty major partnership, one that could really shake things up in the AI world.
Definitely a big one.
We're talking IBM, you know, the Watson folks,
right,
and Salesforce, who have been making waves with their new Agentforce AI agents.
Which, by the way, they're calling the third wave of AI, so, you know, no pressure or anything.
Third wave of AI, gotta love a bold statement. But what does that even mean for those of us using AI, or trying to, every day?
Well, that's what I think makes this partnership so interesting. It's not just about two big names teaming up. It's about taking AI from these big, ambitious ideas and actually making it work for businesses day in and day out.
Okay, so less cool tech demo, more how's this actually going to help me run my business kind of thing.
Exactly. Think of it this way. Salesforce, with their Agentforce platform, they've essentially created these really capable AI agents designed to be more adaptable, more able to understand complex processes than what we've seen before.
Okay, so they've got the brains of the operation, so to speak.
Right, but even the smartest AI still needs information to actually be useful.
You're telling me it's like having a brilliant strategist, but giving them zero data to work with.
Exactly. That's where IBM comes in. They're bringing their WatsonX platform along with this DataGate technology, which is kind of mind-blowing when you think about it.
Okay, I'll bite. What is DataGate? Break it down for me.
Basically, it's like a key that unlocks information that's been trapped in these older systems. We're talking about mainframes, stuff that some companies are still relying on, which is a goldmine for AI, but has been really difficult to access. Until now, it seems.
So instead of AI just working with the data it can easily get to, this partnership is about breaking down those walls, letting AI at, well, everything.
Pretty much. All that historical data that most AI couldn't even touch before, now it's fair game. And that's where this whole third wave idea comes in.
Okay, I get the concept. But for anyone who's not swimming in data all day, every day, can we break it down even further? What exactly are we talking about when we say data silos? And why should we even care if they're being broken down?
Imagine, like, your company keeps customer info in one database, financial records in another, sales figures over there. Each one of those is like its own little silo. Valuable stuff trapped inside, but they don't talk to each other.
Ooh, yeah. I'm already getting a headache thinking about trying to pull information from all those different places.
It's a huge pain point for a lot of businesses, honestly.
Yeah.
But imagine you could break down those walls between the silos and let your AI analyze everything together all at once. You go from seeing bits and pieces to suddenly having the full picture. That's the real power here.
Like finding all the missing puzzle pieces instead of just working with half the puzzle.
Exactly. And that's when AI can get really interesting.
Okay, example time. Give me an example. How would this actually work in the real world?
Let's say you're a loan officer at a bank, right? With this technology, you could use AI to look at a customer's entire financial history in one shot. Not just their credit score, but their spending habits, investments, even data from their business transactions, if they have one.
So instead of just a yes or no on a loan, you're really getting this in-depth understanding, which lets you offer solutions that are actually tailored to that specific customer. It's got to be huge for the customer experience side of things, too.
Absolutely. And it's not just about making the rich richer. It's about making this level of financial advice something anyone can access. Like, imagine an app that uses this tech to give you personalized budgeting help, debt advice, investment strategies based on your actual financial situation.
Okay, now that's what I call democratizing finance. I like it. But it's not just finance, right? What about other industries? Like, insurance is another one that seems ripe for this kind of disruption.
Oh, for sure. Think about how much time and money insurance companies spend just trying to figure out how risky a potential customer is.
Yeah, it's all about assessing risk.
Right, so with this tech, picture an insurance agent who can use AI to look at someone's entire risk profile in seconds. We're talking driving records from telematics, even health info from wearables, data about their property, all of it analyzed for potential problems.
So instead of those super general risk pools and everyone getting basically the same premium, you could have policies that actually reflect your real risk factors.
Exactly. Which could even mean lower premiums if you're a safe driver living a healthy lifestyle. It could really change how we think about insurance.
Okay, you've sold me on insurance, but what about something like manufacturing? That's another area where you've got tons of data coming from all over the place.
Oh, manufacturing is a perfect example. Think about a factory floor with sensors everywhere, collecting data on everything, machine performance, how much energy is being used. Now feed all that data through DataGate, let Agentforce loose on it, and boom, you've got AI predicting equipment failures before they even happen. optimizing production schedules on the fly, finding bottlenecks in the supply chain before they become huge problems.
So it's like having a crystal ball for your entire operation, just making everything run smoother and more efficiently. No wonder Salesforce is calling this a new standard. But this much AI potential has to come with some questions, right?
Oh, absolutely. We can't talk about AI this powerful without addressing the ethical implications, which are huge.
And that's a whole other deep dive for another day. All right, so we've painted this picture of AI potential. But let's get down to brass tacks. You mentioned finance, insurance, manufacturing. How would this partnership actually play out in those industries?
Let's take finance, for example. Picture this. You're a financial advisor. You're spending, a good chunk of your week just running reports, crunching numbers, trying to stay ahead of market trends. Now imagine an AI that can do all that heavy lifting for you in real time.
Okay, that's every financial advisor's dream, right? Having that kind of time back in their day.
Right. We're not talking about just basic analysis here. This AI, powered by Agentforce and getting all that rich data through DataGate, it can look at a client's entire investment portfolio, understand their risk tolerance, even anticipate market movements with a level of accuracy we haven't really seen before.
So instead of just reacting to the market, you're talking about actually getting ahead of it, being proactive for your clients.
Exactly. It's about providing a level of personalized service that, frankly, was impossible before. And it's not just about, making the rich richer. This tech has the potential to make sound financial advice accessible to everyone.
Now, that's an intriguing thought. Everyone having access to that kind of personalized financial guidance.
Right. Imagine, an app that uses this tech to give you truly personalized budgeting tips, helps you manage debt, even suggests investments based on your specific situation.
Okay, now that's what I call democratizing finance. But let's move on to another big one, insurance. Seems like this industry is just begging for this kind of shakeup.
Oh, absolutely. Think about it. How do insurance companies spend a huge amount of their time and money?
Trying to figure out how risky someone is.
Exactly, assessing risk. Now, with this technology, imagine an insurance agent who can use AI to analyze a potential customer's risk in seconds. We're talking pulling in driving data from telematics, health info from wearables, even analyzing property data for potential hazards.
So instead of these broad risk categories, you're looking at an individual's actual risk factors.
Exactly, which means you can offer truly personalized policies. And get this, imagine real-time risk assessments that could actually lower your premiums if you're being safe, living healthy. Talk about an incentive.
Okay, count me in on the insurance front. But what about manufacturing? I mean, that's an industry drowning in data, but it's coming from so many different sources.
Oh, manufacturing is actually a fantastic example of an industry that could really benefit. Think of a factory floor. Sensors everywhere.
Right.
Collecting data on everything, how machines are performing, energy usage, all of it.
Right, and usually all those data points are siloed, like we were talking about before.
Exactly. But feed all that data through DataGate, let Agentforce loose on it, and suddenly you've got AI that can predict when equipment's going to fail before it actually happens. You can optimize production based on real-time demand. You can spot those tiny bottlenecks in your supply chain before they become huge problems.
It's like having this incredible, foresight into your entire operation.
Right. And that kind of efficiency, that ability to predict and adapt, that's incredibly powerful, especially in a fast-moving industry like manufacturing.
Mm-hmm.
It's no wonder Salesforce sees this as a potential new standard for businesses in the future.
New standard. That's a powerful statement. But this much potential, this much reliance on AI, it has to come with some caveats, right?
Oh, absolutely. We can't have this conversation without talking about the ethical side of things, which is a whole other can of worms.
Right, and one we should definitely unpack. But maybe we save that for another deep dive. For now, I think it's safe to say this IBM and Salesforce partnership is a pretty big deal. But what I'm really curious about is what it means for all those businesses out there trying to navigate this whole AI explosion that's happening right now. So much potential here. But let's get real for a second. If this is the future of business, if IBM and Salesforce are right, that's a lot of pressure on companies to, get with the program. Some might say even before they're ready. What are your thoughts?
It's a valid point. Adapting to new tech, especially something as big as AI, it takes more than just buying some software. It's about investing in the right tools, but also training, making sure your people know how to use this stuff.
Because you can't just install an AI and expect everyone to be on board, right? There's got to be a process there.
Exactly. It takes time, both for companies to figure out the how-to, the best way to integrate these AI tools into what they're already doing, and for employees to adjust to these new ways of working. It's a learning curve for sure.
Which brings us back to that quote from Salesforce, something about setting a new standard for enterprise innovation. Sounds like the companies that are willing to embrace this change, invest in the tech and the people using it, they're the ones who really stand to benefit.
Absolutely. This partnership has the potential to be a real dividing line. On one side, you've got the early adopters, the ones willing to dive in, experiment a bit, you know, really reimagine how they do business, empower their employees to work alongside AI.
Okay, I see where you're going with this. And on the other side, what happens to the companies that don't adapt?
They hesitate. They stick with the old ways, the outdated systems, maybe out of fear, maybe just not seeing the need to change. But in a world where AI is driving so much efficiency, so much innovation, those companies, they risk getting left behind.
It's not just about keeping up with the competition anymore, is it? It's about embracing a whole new way of doing business, a fundamental shift in how we think about work and technology.
Precisely. And that's the key takeaway for anyone listening. CEO, manager, just starting out, doesn't matter. Understanding how this AI revolution is unfolding, it's crucial no matter what industry you're in. This isn't some tech industry fad. This is the future we're talking about.
So big picture, it seems like this IBM and Salesforce thing, it's more than just a business deal. It's a signal, maybe even a wake-up call, for companies to start thinking about AI differently. Not as some threat, but as a tool, a partner. Something that can help them achieve more than they ever thought possible.
Absolutely. But like any powerful tool, it has to be used responsibly, ethically. We have to understand the potential benefits, but also the risks, and proceed carefully.
Couldn't agree more. Well, on that note, big thanks to everyone for joining us on this deep dive. We'll be back next time with another look at the ever-evolving world of AI. Until then, keep innovating.